not do the normal things that humans do when they are threatened in bodily harm and humiliation and persecution. And
he only got angry
that
once.
That ended up turning into the reason that the Romans stopped killing Christians in the Colosseum was because the Christians did nothing.
All right, Chris.
And the Romans started to convert.
Hey, Chris, I got to run to the news. It's 5:30. Okay, buddy?
I'm sorry, buddy.
It's all right. I just wanted to get you.
Stay up to date on all the latest news from the Battle of Ukraine versus Russia at the top and bottom of every hour on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Cloudy with showers and storms around, highs in the lower 70s.
62 degrees outside of the Automated Office System Studios this Friday the 13th at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
A $400,000 grant from Bank of America will help fund the expansion of PVCC's Network to Work program.
Well, our goal is to continue to say, doesn't matter, you've served your time, you're willing to become, employed, and we're here to assist.
Governor Glenn Youngkin is calling on the Department of Justice to provide adequate resources to keep Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito and other Supreme Court judges and their families safe. Youngkin has written a letter to U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland as protests continue outside of Alito's house. He says protesting is commonplace when done in the steps of the high court or in public squares, but picketing at private homes and residential neighborhoods is different. Attorney General Jason Miaris was on Fox and Friends and said,
"You cannot be standing outside the home of a judge or a witness or a juror to try to intimidate an outcome of a case. And that's exactly what's happening here. But so far, federal agents haven't done anything to stop what we're seeing right now."
Former Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli was on WCHV Radio explaining the difference between federal and state statutes on the protests.
The Virginia statute is a Class 3 misdemeanor, which doesn't even have jail time. So it's pretty low level. The federal statute bars intimidation of judges, jurors, witnesses, etc. And
from the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 62 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weekend Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that delivers your morning news right to the palm of your hand, but you have to download the free Seville 107.5 smartphone app.
Fabrics Unlimited on Route 29 North is where Central Virginia goes to be inspired. Fabrics Unlimited has the area's largest in-stock selection of first-quality design fabrics. With thousands of in-stock fabrics, why settle for off-the-rack features when you can custom design with beautiful fabrics from Fabrics Unlimited? Having trouble making up your mind? Try before you buy. Take home large fabric samples to actually see the designs in your own home. Fabrics Unlimited helps you love the place you live. For more details, visit FabricsUnlimitedVA.com.
Hey, Seville. Introducing Public Lands, a new kind of outdoor store where you'll find the latest gear to hike, camp, bike, fish, boat, climb, run, and more. Get the latest from brands like Patagonia, The North Face, Yeti, and Cannondale. Plan your next trip with our adventure concierge and sign up for workshops, gear rentals, or guided outings. Come gear up at Public Lands starting on May 25th. Learn more at